RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right. I am happy to take phone calls for as long as you guys would like to call in. 913-586-7965. I do want to replay what the Jackson County Commissioner had to say. We'll play that coming up in just a bit. I consider Mayor Lucas to be a friend. Always been great to me. We've hung out professionally. We've hung out personally. And the job's the job. So I got to ask certain questions. You got to answer certain questions. That's just the back and forth that we have. So it's my responsibility to communicate how I feel and questions that I think that you guys have and communicate that to him. So it is never personal with me from 2 to 6. It's the job. It's the show. So I at least want that out there. So if you think he won or got the better, I honestly don't care. It was my responsibility to ask the questions that I think are important and relevant to this conversation. I just don't believe them. And it's not just him specifically. I don't believe them. I think they're losing. I will give him credit. And I agreed in the conversation. I don't think there has been any news. I don't. There has not been news. That part is 100% true. That is the part that we agree on. The Chiefs have not come out and said we are moving. The Royals have not come out and said we are moving. That is 100%. But I would say all of the rumors and innuendo and smoke and motion seems to be on one side. I will tell you guys this story. Maybe this blows our chances at the interview, but that's life. So I saw that Ty Masterson went on another radio show earlier today. I text Rob. It was like 8:30. Hey, Rob, get him on the show. You got his number. Call him. Get him on the show. He then replied to us and said he wasn't doing any more interviews. He went on with this guy, Pete Mundo. He went on with this guy. Great. Fine. He then said on Tuesday he will do any media request and that he would for sure come on the show. What that tells me as somebody that does this is they are planning a victory lap tour against you. I will go on with anybody. You're planning something. You know something. So this is just how I am feeling based on all of this stuff. I think the Chiefs are going to Topeka on Monday with the intent, with the purpose of coming to a deal. And I think that next week, the same people that have been talking about this are going to go on every news outlet and every radio station they can that they could celebrate. They finally did it. If you are the governor, if you are Ty Masterson, if you are these people, this is what you dream about. The same way that one person, and maybe it's unfair, is going to be counted as you lost the teams. Mayor Lucas is going to have to wear that. Again, fair or unfair, But when history tells the story, you will be the mayor that lost the teams. You will be the governor that got the teams. You will be the government officials. That will be on your tombstone. That will be the first thing that people read on your Wikipedia page. Of course, you are going to sing it from the mountains. I'm sorry. Maybe you agree with me. Maybe you disagree with me. You are allowed to feel however you feel. That's the beauty of sports talk radio. That's why I do this. I love the sharing of opinions. I am under the opinion. I have the belief that they lost. They are moving to me like a group of people who have lost. How they are communicating, how they are operating is like a team right now that is losing. One team is displaying confidence and composure. The other team, to me, is scrambling right now and trying to tell you that everything is okay, despite not one reason to believe them that everything is okay. I believe that the Chiefs are moving to Kansas, and I think we are going to find that out definitively very, very soon. I think the Chiefs have been dropping little breadcrumbs for a while now. I think they have been doing it. I think they have been telling you for a while. They have been putting all the clues together that they are moving to Kansas. And I think this thing is just about over. I think it's just about over. I mean, it's talking about they got $400 million. They're about to get billions of dollars from Kansas. Billions of dollars. That $400 million is not, they can raise that with PSLs. That $400 million is not a significant amount of money. It's really not. I know it sounds like it's a significant amount of money. I know it does. It's not a significant amount of money. For example, the Rams make about $300 million just off the personal seat licenses. That's just them charging you a cover to buy tickets. If you're a professional sports team, that is, you can raise that amount of money. That's almost what the salary cap is in the National Football League. That's not keeping the Chiefs here, is the $400 million that you have raised. They are about to take the billions of dollars is what they are about to take. Billions of dollars. So we can take phone calls on this. 913-586-7965. Rob, what do you think? How do you feel?
I feel like I understand the mayor's point of view. Me and him can disagree, and that's fine. And he's right when he says there is no official news. There is nothing lock solid. There is nothing set in stone. He is correct. But it feels like, and you use the term momentum, it feels like the energy. It feels like, you used this analogy yesterday, so I'll use this analogy too. It feels like the ball's in the 3-yard line and Kansas has a chance to punch it in. That doesn't mean Missouri can't make a goal line stand, or, you know, we see pick sixes in the end zone all the time. Things happen in football. But it feels like, at least based on the reporting, the momentum, the feeling from people in the station, outside the station, newsmakers, it feels like the Kansas side is in the red zone, inside the 5-yard line, goal to go, and Monday or Tuesday, they're going to be, you know, singing Fight for Your Right to Party because they scored a touchdown. The mayor is correct. They have not scored a touchdown yet. They could still have things happen. Nothing is set in stone. There is no hard news. It is just, hey, this is what the winds of change sound like. And that's sports talk radio. That's our job. I get that. I understand why he's saying nothing's set in stone yet. And I respect him coming on the show, and he even indicated on the show that when things are set, he will come on. But it definitely feels like it's a matter of dotting I's and crossing T's and finishing this drive off with a Kareem Hunt run, and the state will score the team from Missouri. That's how it feels based on everything you hear.
Let's go to the phone lines here. 913-586-7965. If you missed it, we are going to play the full statement from the Jackson County Commissioner Phil Lavota. We're going to play that here coming up in a bit, but I do want to take some of your phone calls while we have some time. Anthony, you called into the show. Anthony, how you doing today, my man?
Good. How are you doing?
Hey, doing good, man. Appreciate
great
you calling
job
in.
On that interview. So first thing I want to say, you and Rob, great job.
Thanks, man.
First time caller, long time listener. So I've been a season ticket holder now for 21 years. So been through the good, the bad, wore a bag on my head, everything else. I'll say this about the stadium. If you look around the facility, around the area, there was never growth. And so as the writing on the wall, you look at the Kansas side, there's been growth over there. I mean, they're going to get a Buc-ee's over there. And so I just think that if the Chiefs had long-term plans. They would have pushed Jackson County to say, hey, build up this area. We have to build it up. And they would have done whatever they could for the long term. And I think with that being said, it just spines points so much to go on that Kansas side.
Yeah, I appreciate the phone call, Anthony. I understand what you're saying, and I understand that people believe that. I don't think the Chiefs, like, there's nothing stopping the Chiefs from doing that now. There's nothing stopping the billion-dollar company from exercising all of those things now. There was a press conference. This was a while ago. I don't remember exactly when it was. And Rob, he's on the phone right now, but Rob can find the audio from it. And it was Mark Donovan. And Mark Donovan came out and said, we don't think there's economic growth in this part of the city. That is what the business person said for the Chiefs. Mark Donovan, who is the Brett Veach of the business side, came out and said that they don't see economic growth around the stadium. That should have told us there right now. Because where they are going, they think there is economic growth around the stadium. Economic growth that they are going to own. They're going to own. The Chiefs have clearly been in the business over the last 10 years of branding more things. Rob, you've grown up in Kansas City. They didn't have a gym named after them, Chiefs Fit. The Chiefs have clearly been in the business over the last 10 years of, we want to attach our name and our brand on things in the city. They're about to do that with the hotel. They're about to do that with a restaurant. They're about to do that with something that they own. That's the plan of all of this. So, I mean, if they really wanted that on the Missouri side, I mean, they could have. I don't think that's their goal. I think the Chiefs are getting ultimately what they want. And I think the only argument to stay with where they are is just nostalgia. And the hope that, well, we could turn into Lambeau. Well, Lambeau, they have invested in a community directly around it. If you've been there, you've seen it on television. Like, Lambeau is in the middle of a community. That is not where the Chiefs are. If you've been to Wrigley before, you've seen it before. Wrigley is in the middle of a community. There it really isn't anything to build up. And the Cubs have made it a point of, well, hey, those bleachers up there, we own those bleachers now. So, yeah, we can't tear these houses down and do this. We're just going to own everything around this stadium. And people that used to watch the game over there for free, we're not letting you watch the game over there for free anymore. We own this now. All of these other stadiums are just built in a community. It's not really how the Chiefs Stadium is. The Chiefs Stadium is built around a parking lot. A substantial parking lot. One of the biggest parking lots probably in America when it comes to the infrastructure of a stadium. I think they're going to a place that they're going to have all those things too. And their goal is bigger than that. Their goal is creating a commerce that they own. And this gives them the opportunity. They are going to own the stadium. They're going to own the land. They're going to own all of these things. And I think that's super important to them. Let's keep taking phone calls on this. Jason, you called into the show today. How you doing, Jason?
I'm good, C-Dot. Just want to say, first of all, I appreciate you for taking my call.
Yeah, of course.
I'm a new listener, about a year transitioning from the whole hip-hop rap music to sports radio. So you do a great job. You got me tuned in. I listen every day.
I appreciate that, man. Thank you.
But just after listening to the commissioner, listening to the mayor, they both sound upset. You know what I mean? They both sound exactly like you said. They sound like they cooked. Like, you know what I mean? The mayor, I mean, no disrespect to the mayor, great guy. You know what I mean? And so forth. But the other guy really sounded upset. He sounded mad. And then if you look at Lamar Hunt has to set this up for his daughters now for 30 years from now, 25 years from now. They don't have anything by Arrowhead that says, hey, we set up to sustain another 30 years of Arrowhead and so my daughters and them can eat. You know, if that makes sense. If so my family can continue to eat. Continue to profit off of football and the Chiefs name and just they want bigger than just Arrowhead Stadium. They want everything around it too. So that's all I wanted to say. And as long as they stay in Kansas City, that's all I care about. But it is kind of funny that the Missouri people are upset that the Chiefs are thinking about leaving or gonna lose the Chiefs to Kansas.
I'm with you, Jason, and I appreciate you listening to the show. I think a lot of people, Jason, feel the way that you feel, that the back and forth about it being in Missouri and Kansas is stupid, and that as long as the team stays in the area and they're not moving to Nashville or not moving to another place, they don't care, and they are going to go out there and support it. That's why, like, when I hear this sentence, I strongly disagree. CDOT, you're talking about community. Arrowhead is made up by the community of people that go to that parking lot. So they're going to have to rebuild the community. No, they won't. If there is one thing that we know pretty definitively about sports fans is they always come back. Sports is a drug. We all have a vice. We all are addicted to something. Sports, for a lot of you, is your number one addiction. Maybe you got addiction to something else. Maybe you smoke, drink. I don't know what it is. We are addicted to sports. So it doesn't matter. One year, baseball canceled the World Series. Can you imagine the baseball season just starting and one day they were like, you know, we're done playing. We're good. We actually don't make enough money off of this. We need to make more money from it. So we're just done playing. I heard a lot of you say when Colin Kaepernick, man, I'll never watch that again. More people just watch the Chiefs and Cowboys than any regular season game in the history of the sport. You always come back. Every single time you come back, you are not going anywhere. And where I would disagree, I guess, about the community of people, I'm with you. The community is in the parking lot. They're coming too. You are going to go wherever the Chiefs tell you to go. So if that stadium is in Bonner Springs, you will be out there for that first preseason game in the new stadium with your same grill and tailgate that you've been, and it will be amazing. It will be. It'll be incredible. Because you are Arrowhead. I don't think that Arrowhead is just the building. I think that Arrowhead is the people that make up the parking lot. When people come from other places and they come from other cities, those people don't really talk about how great the stadium is. They talk about how great you guys are in the parking lot. Well, the Chiefs are going to build a new parking lot. Put up the same tent that you got. Put up the same grill that you got. Put those steaks on that bad boy and cook them up. It'll be a great time. It'll be amazing. It really will be amazing. So, I mean, I'm disappointed about it too. Arrowhead has always been in our life. We grew up in that building. You saw Joe Montana play in that building. You saw Patrick Mahomes' first start. You saw them go to a Super Bowl. We all love Arrowhead the exact same. The team is not going anywhere. They're just moving across the street. That's all they're doing. They're moving across the street. It will be fine. Trust me. It will be fine. Let's take this phone call here. Nathan, how you doing today, my man?
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing, man?
Good. I like to shout out my grandma still, first of all. She's listening every day. So what's up, grandma, if you're listening? But anyway.
Hey, Granny.
I want to defend Mayor Q a little bit. I think he's being a little dismissive. But the thing is, a lot of people don't understand local politics, and mayors really do not have a lot of legislative power, political power. They're really just kissing babies and doing tie-breaking votes and kind of putting their feet in the budget. And second of all, I mean, he's dealing with an independent team. The Hunts have to run a business, and a capitalistic business. Like, they got to do what's best for their pockets. I mean, that's something we got to understand. And second thing, people are getting mad about the 3/8%, and you were talking about that losing $60 out of their pocket a year. Think about what the Royals and the Chiefs have done culturally to what I believe 12 years ago, the city was dying culturally. You went downtown, nothing was going on. So we got to think about that economically. As long as they stay in the metro, I'm cool with it, but I still do wish they stay in Missouri. Thank you, man.
I appreciate you, Nathan, man. I appreciate the phone call, man. I'm with you. I mean, if there's one thing we know about Clark is, if there's money that people are giving away, he gonna take it. It's just one option is giving them more money than the other option. I don't know why we thought they were gonna take the lesser option. And I say this as somebody who voted yes in Jackson County. I was in the minority on this. And I told you guys, I didn't like the plan. I didn't love the plan. I didn't really think either team had a great plan. I thought the Royals had a bad plan. And I think the Chiefs, I don't even think the Chiefs really tried. But the main reason of why I voted yes was to avoid having this show. I didn't want to see them go to Kansas. And when they were telling you for 6 weeks, hey, if you vote no on this thing, I mean, we might move to Kansas. I believed them. I believed them. I wasn't willing to take the chance. Now, that is democracy. They put something on the ballot. It lost. And I think we all knew what the pros and cons were. The pros, the cons. One of the cons was them moving to Kansas. And if that's something you were worried about, I would say that more people in Jackson County had a chance to eliminate this possibility, and they decided not to. And I would say a large majority of people came to the conclusion of, we're fine if that's where you move. You're not moving out of the area. I really do think, I'm not saying we're talking about a small group of people. I don't think the number of people that feel that strongly about where the stadium is, I don't think that is a big enough number. I don't think that's the number that people think that it is. I think with where we live, people go across the state line every single day for everything. You go to Oak Park Mall. You go eat in a certain restaurant. You come to a concert from the Kansas side. Like, we go back and forth so much that I just don't think the average Kansas Cityan, I don't think that's their number one priority. You're not avoiding going to a restaurant because it's in Kansas or vice versa. And I just think the average person just doesn't care. They're not moving out of the metro. They're moving to a part of the city that we already go to for things. You go to Sandstone, you go to Sporting Kansas City, you go to the Legends, you go to Nebraska Furniture Mart. It's not like this is a part of the city that we don't already frequent. And now you're going to go there for a different reason. You're going to go there for a football game. Let's go back to the phone line. Shane called into the show today. Hey, Shane, how you doing, man?
Hey, Carrington, doing well yourself?
Doing good, man. Appreciate you calling in.
Yep. Appreciate you taking my phone call. First time, long time here. You know, it's just I don't know. It's a little bit of a bummer. You know, it feels like a little bit of a switch and bait. Yeah, as we keep mentioning, they're just going to keep chasing the money with it, and they're going to be keeping you know, obviously taking the big deal that's going to be giving them the most money. They're billionaires. They want to make as much money as possible. I think what's unfortunate is that a lot of fans are going to start getting priced out because they're going to be taking it down to 60,000 seats or whatever that proposal is. So you're going to have less seating in Arrowhead, and you're going to have more premium seating. And then on top of that, you have the seat licenses, and it's just, it's more money for them, and it seems like they're just kind of ripping away some of that core part of what being a fan is. Obviously, fans are going to follow along wherever it goes, but it's brutal to see them blatantly just chase money right in front of your face, say, you know, we know you guys are still going to come pay no matter what, but, you know, they don't necessarily want to honor the traditions that we have of, you know, that's the loudest stadium in the world. And they're just going to throw that home field advantage away. They're going to throw the weather away, all for money. It's just, it's kind of a disgrace to see. You know, I appreciate the time.
Yeah, of course, Shane. No problem, man. I'm 100% with you. I think what you are describing is just business in 2025. Someone on the text line says, "CDOT, I think you're taking Arrowhead nostalgia for granted. Every new stadium I've been to has zero character. They always turn into corporate snooze fest." That is the decision that the Chiefs are making. I made the decision to keep Arrowhead nostalgia. The Chiefs seem very happy to make that trade. That is the trade they are openly flirting with right now, is what you're talking about. I mean, there's no question they're taking the money. I think next week that is the conversation we will be having. I would like for the Chiefs to stay where they are. I want the Chiefs to treat it like they have something very special with where they are, because I do think they have something very special where they are. I think you could make the argument that they have the best open-air stadium in the National Football League. I don't think it's a Cowboys stadium. I've been to both. I don't think it's that. I think you could argue they have the best open-air stadium in the NFL. I think that's very important. I think that's worth keeping. I don't think they view it that way, not based on their actions. I think they want the fixins. I think they want WrestleMania. I think they want the Final Four. I think they want the Super Bowl. You are not getting those things where you are. So you have on one side nostalgia, tradition, what we've been doing. The other side is we can host the Super Bowl. They're telling you where their priorities are. And a lot of people are worried about them being priced out. Yes, I am worried about that for you as well, because I think we all know that is about to happen. The capacity is going to be lower. They're going to add personal seat licenses. It will be more expensive to go to a Chiefs game. The Chiefs told us like 6-7 months ago, we could find the audio. They feel they have squeezed every dollar out of the Truman Sports Complex and out of their current structure. They are now moving to find ways to make more money. That's what they are moving for. And they are going to make more money. And yes, some of you have had season tickets for a very long time. You will not be able to afford season tickets in their new venue. And their new venue is going to prioritize suites. And man, those suites are going to be nice. And yes, some people will go, but like a lot of changes, this is what happens when a new developer comes into a neighborhood. They start putting up new houses and stuff, and they are moving the loyal, dedicated people out. This is fan gentrification is what they are doing. Right in front of you is what they're doing. They're taking granny's old house and buying it, and they're fixing it up and selling it to the 27-year-old couple. That is 100% what they are doing. And some of you will just have to make a decision. if you can continue to go out there or not. And we will all still watch on television, because what else are we doing on Sunday in October? Like, there's only one thing you need to be doing. It's watching the Chiefs game. But there is no question. They are going to price certain individuals out by how much it is going to cost. Everything is going to cost more. Parking is going to cost more. The seat licenses, the tickets, everything is going to cost more at the new stadium. And you're going to walk in and some people are going to say it was worth it. And some people are going to be unable to go. Unfortunately, that is just the way that business works in 2025. I do want to play this in case you missed it. This is the Jackson County Commissioner. He had a very interesting press conference. We'll play it for you in its entirety. Keep it right here. So drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison, a show that prides itself on getting it right.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 96.5, The Fan.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
All right, I want to play this for you. This is Phil Lavoda. He is the one who took over for Frank White after they got his ass out of here. That's the best way of putting it. Oh, they recalled him. No, they got his ass out of here is what they did. So he is now the Jackson County Commissioner. I want to play for you what he had to say earlier today in a press conference. So this press conference was about the property tax. It was also about the Chiefs and what appears to me that the Chiefs are moving to Kansas. We have not edited this. This is his entire statement in its entirety. Here's Phil Lavoda.
But I'm here to talk about keeping the Chiefs in Jackson County and improving Arrowhead and the plan all of my partners and I have. And I'm here today because the state of Kansas is making noise. And depending on which media outlet you listen to, the deal's already done. Well, it's not. I've had weekly conversations with Mark Donovan, the Chiefs. We talked yesterday, we talked today, and he has told me there is no done deal. We all know the Kansas Star bonds are expiring, and Kansas politicians are pressuring the Chiefs. And some folks running for governor on the other state of the line are making some points for the campaign. But there's no deal that's done. And there's no deal that's done with Jackson County either. And I've had conversations with the Chiefs that I understand that. But I don't concern myself with that, because even if the star bonds over there can help build the stadium, there's no funding to maintain it. And I don't think the Kansas people have an appetite to raise their taxes. If you see what happened at 119th and Nall, they don't want the Royals over there. So I don't think it'd be different with having the Chiefs stadium over there. So I'll tell you what, Kansas has some lofty ideas, but no plan. Missouri does. We have a plan, and it is in Jackson County, Missouri. It's renovating Arrowhead to a state-of-the-art facility while saving the history. Arrowhead is the home of Chiefs Kingdom, and our international base, fell in love with our team and our home at Arrowhead. So let's quit talking about rumors and speculation. I'm here to give specifics so the public knows. For years, people have been talking about this. In my position, I've had consistent, productive discussions with Governor Kehoe, with the county legislature, with the chairman, with Mayor Lucas, and with the Kansas City Chiefs. Weekly, and sometimes daily. I spoke with the governor, the mayor, and Mark Donovan a few times last night and a couple times today. Working through this proposal has created a partnership and a plan that is a win for the public and a win for the team. This is about business, but we have the business side covered while keeping the amazing history that Lamar Hunt and the Hunt family and this franchise has built for us and has had the Chiefs as our fantastic neighbor here in Jackson County. The Chiefs playing somewhere else other than Arrowhead is just not the Chiefs. That beautiful stadium at Truman Sports Complex is as much a part of this franchise as the logo on the helmets. So, what can we do on the Missouri side? Well, it's simple. We've got some details to work out, but I've got some photo opportunities or some visual props for you. We're going to lower taxes in Jackson County, and we're going to keep the Chiefs. And what does that mean? That means my friends in the legislature here from Jackson County, we're going to put on the ballot to propose lowering our sales tax. As it exists right now, we have a 3/8 cent sales tax that everything purchased in Jackson County, and that fund goes to help maintain the stadiums for the Chiefs and for the Royals. Our proposal was to put this on the ballot, let the people of Jackson County decide to lower that in 2031, as the Chiefs being the sole member and tenants of the Truman Sports Complex. Part of that plan also would be in 2031, the Chiefs at their sole cost will maintain property and casualty insurance with respect to Arrowhead Stadium. That's been a bone of contention for a while. It's something that's expensive on the county, and that's just one of the things I've been able to talk to the Chiefs about, and they've agreed to. The structure of the Jackson County Sports Authority will remain the same, with responsibility adjusted with the Chiefs being the sole tenant in 2031. The Chiefs have committed to put $400 million into the renovation of Arrowhead Stadium. And they have committed to me that could increase. And I've committed to them, I'm going to ask them to increase it. So we're not done there. Also, with our partners, the state of Missouri. Everyone's familiar with the Show Me Sports Investment Act that has state funding for 50% of any renovations or stadium building. That's a different world than we were in 2 years ago when we talked about this. And that money, which I think you see, is taped out because I'm not sharing my information with Kansas. But it's quite a huge fund that's gonna come from that. Also, another one of our partners across the street is the city of Kansas City. And that council and that mayor are the biggest Chiefs fans you know. And they're committed to doing their part as partners of that too. I'm also not gonna share the numbers of that because I'm not telling our friends in Kansas. What we're doing here today is letting the public know real plans, real details, real numbers. Transparency, not some private entity making some decisions based on them. So I'm talking about the partners. I'm talking about the county executive's office, the legislature, the state, city, and the teams. But our other partner are the people of Jackson County. And I believe they want the Chiefs to stay. And I believe they will overwhelmingly pass a ballot-ish initiative extending the tax and even lowering it. We are going to lower the tax and keep the Chiefs. So that's where we are today. It's simple, straightforward. Of course, there's details to work out. The Chiefs have not said yes, but the Chiefs are still talking. The Chiefs love Arrowhead Stadium. And the people of Jackson County and the people of Missouri and the people of Kansas City love the Chiefs. That's where we're at today.
Okay. I heard new different things. The second time I've heard it, I heard different things there. I know we're up against it, Rob. I don't want to mess up the clock. One side seems very calm and confident and stoic. The other side, to me, is scrambling. This was his "we are losing" press conference. That's what it is. What do you care about if there's rumor and smoke and innuendo? If it's not real, if there's no merit to it, just continue to operate in silence. What does the social media noise matter if you're having successful conversations, if you're making progress, if you're getting deals done? Kansas isn't running with every single rumor, no. We're playing this thing because we know we are in a position of power. We know what cards we're holding. We don't got to bluff and do all these things. We're winning right now. That's not what I hear from the state of Missouri. Not at all. We got more time to take you guys' phone calls. If you missed it, the mayor of Kansas City was on the show earlier today. We'll play that for you in its entirety coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with CDOT. Tune in as Nate Taylor of ESPN joins the show in studio every Friday at 4 on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. The Drive, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later.
because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I do want to take these two phone calls. If you missed it, the mayor of Kansas City was on the show earlier today. I'll play the conversation for you in its entirety coming up at 5 o'clock. I do want to say this. I hate when athletes or celebrities feel like they need to address everything. There is a certain amount of confidence and aura that you get sometimes by just not saying anything. We all are on social media. There's rumors that come out about this thing or this thing or this thing. And then there's some athletes or some celebrities that always feel like they got to address it and set things straight. No, sometimes letting the news pass and then when you have something to say, speaking is a very valuable thing. And you lose that if you respond. In my opinion, if Missouri wasn't really worried about the last couple of days, I think they would have played it very differently. I don't think you do this press conference, in my opinion, where you come out and say this if you're confident in your position.
And I'm here today because the state of Kansas is making noise. And depending on which media outlet you listen to, the deal's already done. Well, it's not. I've had weekly conversations with Mark Donovan, the Chiefs. We talked yesterday, we talked today, and he has told me there is no done deal.
I'm here to tell you that it doesn't matter what you're hearing. All that matters is what is. That's it. So it doesn't matter what social media is saying or Instagram or that stuff holds no value. None. It holds zero value. But it tells me that the people in Missouri, the people are in power, they're really worried about the perception of it. And the perception is that they are losing. The perception is that they are about to lose. And you call this press conference to huff and puff right before the holidays, it can only mean one thing. You've been getting your teeth kicked in on your phone, on social media. People are looking at you, worried, and just saying nothing. We are confident in our position, and when we have real news, we will address it then. There is a measure of confidence that you have in that. If you know what you got, if you know you got pocket aces, but no, you got to usually make all that when you got nothing, when you got slop. That's how it feels. That's the perception. That is the perception, is that they got nothing and that Kansas has pocket aces. I don't even play poker, but I feel like that's the right analogy. Let's go to the phone lines. Chase called into the show. Chase, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well, man. I agree with everything you're saying. I'm not much about the politics, but it is what it is, as you said. But I'm going to pull some Mitch Holthus vibes here. And to the caller that said that the kingdom is going to be lessened or the vibe will be lessened, that's up to us. And as far as I'm concerned, from sea to shining sea and England down to Brazil, home of the Chiefs drowns out every national anthem in any stadium we play. And as long as Pat Mahomes comes on that field with his passion, state lines don't matter. If his stadium is within an hour drive of this city, we'll pack it in and we'll still bring it. So the people will come, CDOT. The people will come. Thank you, sir.
I'm with you,
appreciate
Chase,
you, man.
Absolutely, man. Happy holidays to you, man. I appreciate it. Someone on the text line says CDOT, but they had to come out and settle down their people. Kansas lied and it got us Missourians upset. So they had to come out and set the record straight from Kansas's constant lies. You know the only thing that will get people on Missouri back? A deal in place. A deal in place. It doesn't matter what Missouri says at this point. Oh, we're close. We're still having conversations. It doesn't matter. So their press conference, it did not communicate what they wanted it to communicate. Nobody that heard that is like, man, you know what, man? Missouri is in a good spot. I will ask anybody this. We asked the mayor of Kansas City this. We'll play it for you. If you think the Chiefs are going to stay in the Truman Sports Complex, why? That's all I'm asking. Why? Why do you think? What is it based on? Are you hearing something? Do you feel something? What is it based on? Because there is a large portion of us that are on the other side of it. I think they're moving to Kansas. And I say this as somebody that lives in Jackson County. I say this as somebody who has only lived in Missouri. I think it's over. I think the actions of Kansas behind the scenes are telling you they think it's over. And they are moving like it's over. Let's go back to the phone lines. Andrew called into the show today. Andrew, how you doing today, my good sir?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, C-Dot. No problem. I've been listening to you since the days of Parkinson High, sir. Enjoyed watching your show over the years. Wanted to ask a question that maybe cuts through all the emotional knee-jerk reaction today. What team actually makes the most money for Kansas City and Jackson County? Is it the Kansas City Royals that have an uncapped salary league and play more games in the county? Or is it a capped salary league in the NFL where they play give or so eight games? And maybe that's something to rest on and hopefully help the Royals stay in downtown Kansas City. That's it. Thank you.
That's a good question, Andrew. I don't have any answer to that. That is a very, very good question. Just the amount of just traffic and people that go. No, I don't have the answer. I wish I had the answer. No question. I wish I had the answer. 100%. I don't have the answer. I don't want it to be this way. I really don't. I would love for the Chiefs to stay where they are. It is my job to take the information that we have and give you guys my opinions on the information that we have. And I don't feel good about Missouri's chances. I think that it is over. I firmly believe that the Chiefs are going to Topeka with the intentions on closing a deal. I think the Chiefs are done with all their fact-finding missions. I think they're done. I think they've been doing that. I think they've been doing their, they've been moving in silence. And I think they are going there. And I think the reason that this leaked out is Kansas wants you to know that they are about to uppercut Missouri into the spikes. And Missouri, and I say this as somebody who voted yes, we have nobody to blame but ourselves. I don't think the Chiefs offered up a great deal. I really don't. I think the Chiefs' plan was bad. I said that the day that it happened, and the text line yelled at me for saying that. Rob, you remember, I made the analogy that it was like the new iPhone. It was like the iPhone CS. I was like, "That this is not a good plan." Oh, how can you say that? It's not a good plan. I thought the Royals' plan was rushed, and I thought the Royals put together a bad plan. But if you wanted the teams to stay in Jackson County, it was your option. We all knew the option. Option A is lock in the money, and we can always go back and fix the plan. Or option B, run the risk of your girlfriend could leave you. And that's what happened. No one in Missouri that voted no can't say they didn't know. You cannot say you didn't have the information. That is what their entire campaign was on. Their entire campaign, everything, flyers, television commercials. It was based off this could happen if you vote no. And some of you went to the polls or didn't go to the polls at all. They got less people to vote in this election than go to a Chiefs game. So you had the option. You could have stopped all of this. You chose not to do it. So you now can't play the, oh, I don't want to go over there. No, you didn't care about this. And that's fine. If you just think, hey, I don't care if it's in Missouri. I don't care if it's in Kansas. I go across the state line. I live in Missouri, but I work in Kansas. We keep the teams. Great. And I think a lot of people voted that way. Or we're done paying for the stadium. We want them to now pay for the stadium. That is also a very fair reason. But you can't be one of the people that voted no or chose to not go to the ballot now, like, oh, I can't believe they're taking the money and going to Kansas. They told you that's what they were going to do, and you just didn't want to listen to them when they said that. Earlier today, we had the mayor of Kansas City, Mayor Quentin Lucas, on the show. We will play the conversation in its entirety coming up. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.